world. It's the Ladies of Nerditude again. My name is Jill.
And I'm Francine.
And tonight is it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Man, because it's the final season premiere for Supernatural, season 15.
It's been a long road.
Ermagerd. And I've been on the road for, 12 years?
Yeah, you started season 4?
Or something like that. Yeah, see, I can't even math right now.
So it's like 11 years, 12 years?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is. And you, I mean, same for you, no?
I started, like, I saw an episode here or there, like, when it was on TNT.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. But I didn't, like, go back and actually watch them all until, like, sometime in 4 or 5, somewhere in there. And I went backwards and started from the beginning, so.
Either way, we've both invested over a decade.
Seriously.
And I don't know. It's kind of sad, but it's also kind of exciting. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a ball of emotions.
I feel like I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah. I don't even know how I feel.
I don't even know right now because right now we haven't watched the season premiere yet. So we can kind of pretend it hasn't happened yet. I guess.
Yeah.
We can live a lie a little bit longer.
Just for like a little longer. I'm not ready. Even when like we were doing our epic rewatch.
Oh my gosh.
And I got to the end of season 13 and the beginning of season 14. And I couldn't even bring myself to start watching 14 because it was like too close to admitting that it was almost over. So I was like, I'm just not emotionally prepared yet. And I waited like a week and a half before I would even start 14 because it was too emotional.
It's so much.
It is so much.
It's over 300 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And they're each like 45 minutes long.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
a lot of hours.
You know, plus we've watched all the behind the scenes.
The blooper reels.
And the blooper reels and like commentary.
Just all the things.
The fake documentaries that they do. And
yep. It's a lot of hours invested.
It is. And it's my top fandom. I feel like it's probably yours too.
Yeah. It definitely, like, it gets its little hooks into you and then it like slowly spreads itself out across your life. So you're like, it's just a show. This is really cool. And then before you know it, you have like a week's worth of wardrobe and like books and like figure. And you're like, where did I get all this stuff from?
I have so many Castiel Funkos. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I have like an actual box full.
Yeah. It gets inside your head.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, ooh, that's cool. Ooh, that's cool. And before you know it, you're like mega fan.
And then like for the last couple of years, you and I, like Christmas and birthdays, it's always like, oh, I don't know what to get her. And I start like cruising the Supernatural section. So, I mean, you've got your possession rug. You gave me a t-shirt.
Yes. And we're both wearing like Supernatural tops and bottoms right now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We got our sweet lounge pants. Mine says, you know, driver picks music, shotgun shows his K. Cole.
Yes. I'm donning the Moose and Squirrel pajama pants.
Those are nice. I do like those.
They're very comfy and soft. We'll take an Instagram picture for you guys so that you can see our premiere night ensembles. Very exciting.
My love sweater. Yeah. Oh. We were prepared.
I'm wearing my friendship bracelets that you have the other half of.
Yes.
Our bitch and jerk.
Yeah.
And I have my Samulet on that you gave me for my birthday. Dude, we are decked out.
I know. It's the only thing I couldn't find my beanie, but it exists in my closet somewhere. I'm gonna go wear it next week.
Yeah, we gotta rotate.
And I have plenty to rotate. That's the thing. I have so many pajama bottoms and all these, and I have so many socks. I didn't wear my socks though.
But you have the socks.
I have so many pairs of socks.
That's so funny. Like, they're like, even my feet are not
people
just tops
keep
and bottoms
them to me and stuff.
That's great.
I'll bring my little stuffed Castiel that you gave me.
Oh, that's right. I don't even remember when I gave that to you. Probably a birthday,
that was
a Christmas.
Yeah. I think
something. I can't even remember when we've given each other all the stuff.
It doesn't matter. What matters is tonight's the beginning of the end, which is a mixed bag for sure. And you know, they're all posting their stuff on Instagram and Twitter, and I can't.
It's too much. I don't have the emotional capacity to look at all of that stuff and then sit down and watch. Like, it's just overload.
And they're like,
I can't.
And you know, Misha, he's fucking around with everybody's emotions. He's like, oh, look who snuck on the set. And you're like, did they sneak on the set or are they going to be in an episode? Oh my God.
Did they have a call time? What happened?
Yeah, because there was Osric was there. And Sebastian was there, and I was like, oh my God, if they whip out Balthazar, I'm going to be beside myself.
Yeah, anything can happen. That's the cool thing.
It can.
We've broken all the rules.
Yeah, and that's why we decided that we were going to have this episode where we just talk about our feelings, but also like what we want to happen in the final season.
Yes.
The last exit on the road, as it were.
Yes, it was very important to us to like record this before we watched.
Oh my God.
Season 15.
Because I'll be a mess.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to color my my wishes by seeing the first episode of season 15. Like, I feel like that's going to change my expectations.
It will. Absolutely.
So we're going in pure. We haven't seen any of season 15 yet.
Other than the little trailer.
Yeah, the little trailer, yes.
Which made me cry.
Me too. I couldn't.
I'm such a wuss.
I have too many feelings. I really do. I was like, nope, I can't.
I held it together pretty good until they said we have work to do and close the trunk of the car. And I was just like, God, no.
They know how to get you. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it was too much. I had a lot of emotions.
So clearly there will be spoilers up through season 14. In this episode, because we're going to be talking about stuff we want to happen in season 15.
Basically, unless you've watched the whole damn series, bye.
Or be prepared to get spoiled.
Yeah, because I don't care. I'm going in full throttle right
we're
now.
We're going hard on everything.
Yeah, we're going hard. We're going hard.
I like it. So, what would you say is at the top of your wish list for season 15? Like, if you had to pick one thing above all else that you want to happen.
Oh, we're going right there. Okay. Okay. This is my number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want Destiel to be canon.
Ooh,
I do
want
that. Because.
That's good.
And I know that like some people are going to be like, ugh, such a fangirl thing to say or whatever. But to me, it's like it's representation.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they've been, I'm sorry, hinting at for 10 years.
Yeah, they've been dropping anvils about it for like 10 years.
And I don't need some like big romantic scene. Like, I just want them to like just acknowledge it or like hold hands. Mm-hmm. Or like the thing that always gets me with them is when someone's going to die and the other one says, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm. You're and like, so, you're in love. You love each
and
other.
And so I'm like, well... Maybe this time, if that's what ends up happening, is that they all die, maybe the other person does actually go with them when they
Aww.
Die. Like, I know. Doesn't that make you emo? I can't. But that's what I want because, you know, it's something that has caused a lot of arguments within the fandom. And I don't know. To me, it's, like, undeniable because it's, like, if Castiel had a female vessel, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, it would be, like, a decade-long relationship by now.
Yeah, exactly. So I would just like some kind of confirmation for that because I think it's important to representation and to, you know, show that gay guys can be cool too.
Yeah. And that it doesn't really matter. Like,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You love who you love and like that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my number one wish item.
Yeah.
I would say. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But
yeah.
That would be, I don't know, satisfying for me,
yeah,
I think.
That's really good to put at the top of your list.
Yeah.
It was on there. It was on my list, too.
Yeah. What's at the top of yours, though?
I literally put Dean and Cass. Come on. That's what it is. The top of my list, though, was Charlie getting a better ending.
Yeah.
Like, top of my list. I want them to do her justice because they built up this, like, amazing character. She is not straight. She is a woman. She is a nerd. Like, I feel like she is so representative of so many, like, cross-sections of the fandom and just of life. Like, she's such a real character to me. And then they kind of just, like, wrote her off with a stupid death. and it upsets me to no end. So
yeah, I mean, especially upon rewatch, I just love Charlie mm-hmm. so much. And yeah. she was like,
we were there in the mm-hmm. story, like the nerd girls were there in yep. the story, and she was like their little sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a Winchester like through and through.
Oh my God, so much. And
I want her back.
I do. I know that. Right? When we listened to Felicia's Day first book, mm-hmm. didn't she say something about she had them kill off Charlie?
I think so, yeah.
Because she was
like doing something else.
Well, she had that like stalker or some nonsense or
me. Yeah, that sounds right too.
I'd have to reread the book to be sure, but I feel like she had them kind of kill off Charlie. Mm-hmm. Still, they could have given her
she could have gotten a better death. Yeah.
Or they could have just left her in Oz for mm-hmm. a while. It doesn't.
Yeah. They ended up bringing back alternative universe Charlie anyway. So it's not like they needed to give her a permanent death because we ended up with another one.
Yeah.
So I really, it just, that kind of cheapens it even more to me. And it was already pretty cheap as a death. I was very sad.
That was, as much as I love this show, and I do, obviously, but like...
you don't say.
But I have always had that problem with how the women get iced a lot.
Mm-hmm. And pretty brutally, too.
Yeah, we get fridged pretty hard on Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. And hers hurts me the most. Hers and Eileen's hurt me the most.
Eileen's
was terrible. That was terrible.
I cried. That was brutal.
It was horrible.
And unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, she's on my list, too, to come back because I want her to get justice in a different way than I want Charlie to get justice. But I just – bringing back alternative universe Charlie that didn't know Sam or Dean was heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, because, that was sad.
Yeah, they love her so much, especially Dean. Mm-hmm. And I want, like, our universe Charlie back.
Yeah.
For at least, like, one episode.
Oh, yeah. And I know they have so much that I want them to cram into that last season.
Yes.
But, I just want everybody to get their 5 minutes mm-hmm. of farewell or something.
Yeah. Like a better ending for most people than they got originally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody
absolutely.
Just who died these, like, horrible deaths, and the list is mega long.
Oh, like, my God.
So seriously. Long. I want them to, like, all come back and, like, have a happier ending. Except for some people.
Yeah. I want happier endings for some people or just better. Like, I know that, you know, not everybody's going to skip off into the sunset. Clearly, what show have you been watching? But, like... But yeah, like, I mean, if Charlie's going to die again, kill her better.
Yeah.
Rather than being murdered by the Steins and left in a bathtub for Dean to find.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucked.
And they were, like, such throwaway characters, too. It's not even,
they weren't even, like...
Yeah. Like, when Bobby got killed, it was by Dick Roman's guys. And, like, that was a big, like, momentous death. Charlie's was, like, kind of a throw. It felt like they threw away the character. And that makes me really sad. So I want her back to at least, if she's going to die again, give her like a heroic, amazing death that where she goes out feeling like she's helping and doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Top of my list. Bring back Charlie. Make her awesome.
Yes. I want that.
What else is on your list of like wants and dreams?
Okay. So here's what I really like about how they set up this last season. So, you know, when we first started watching this show a million years ago, somebody died, you were like sad about it, you know? And you were like, oh no, we're never going to see so-and-so again. But then after a while, we were just kind of like, all right, now mm-hmm. we just don't know how they're going to come back.
Because
like by the time I got to when Metatron kills Dean, I was just kind of like, all right, man, but like, how is he going to come back? And I loved that at the end of that, they were just like, we're not even going to make you wait until next year. They just had him like open his eyes and he was a demon, but
he was like, just, you knew he was back.
Yeah.
And you knew they were going to cure him of being a demon.
Yeah.
And like, you just know.
Yeah. You just know. But like this final season is like, I really hope genuinely that everybody is back on the board
everybody. So I want, including my favorite angels who have been toast for a while. I want Balthazar and I want Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, do I want Gabriel to come back? He's just so, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And we all need some Casa Erotica in our lives. So, you know, I would say that'd be my other big thing is to like bring back kind of heavy hitters, because like now you don't like, if everybody's back on the board, because like clearly at the end of season 14, Chuck brought back all the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then with Jack and the Empty and Death being like, we don't think so, I think they're going to put everybody else back on the board too.
That'd be cool.
Because they all seem pretty pissed off and like they can raise whoever they want.
Yeah.
So it's like, sweet. So I'm hoping we get like everybody back on the board, because I think like this time through, clearly if you die, you're dead for reals this time. But I want to like start fresh with like everybody's back on the board.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like it. It'll be interesting because it changes the dynamic that we've been kind of like slowly building. And then they broke it all down at the end of season 14.
Yeah.
Like now you're going to see the real story for the first time in the last season, because everything up till now has been like not fake, but calculated.
Yeah. And I feel like this is the real apocalyptic battle that they've been worried about the whole time. Cause you're right. Like up until now, it's been Chuck's favorite TV show. And he would, you know, step in, like he'd put someone on the plane or he'd bring Cass back or he would whatever. So now it's kind of like, oh, I want everybody back on the board, like real good versus evil kind of, and like the weird gray people who are in between. So that's what I want.
I like it. That's really cool.
Yeah. How about you?
So second on my list is I want to see Garth again, and we probably will, because we know that he's still alive.
Garth!
But even more so, in his last appearance, he mentioned that he has a daughter now. So I really want to meet his daughter.
Oh my God, do you think she's like the coolest fucking kid ever?
I hope so, and I hope she's like a little tiny werewolf who's like just adorable and dorky and like wonderful.
And carries Mr. Fizzles around. Oh my God.
I so want to meet Garth's daughter. Like,
she's probably got some weird name too.
I love it. I hope he named her after like an 80s like hair metal band. Like I just, I really want, because they hinted at her character existing and we've met like his wife and his wife's family and their whole tribe of werewolves and all of that. Like they've done the building of the backstory. So when he comes back, because he better come back, I also want to see his daughter. It's a crazy pie in the sky. Like we have like 20, however many episodes. But that's something I really want.
I just love DJ Qualls so much. He's so
hilarious. He's
so, can you believe he used to be a Prada model?
Like, I can believe that.
That just cracks me up. Because like you see Garth and you're like, he used to model for Prada.
Yeah. He's tall and gangly and awkward looking. Totally a Prada model.
Yeah. No, I think that's hilarious.
I love it. He's so precious and the character is joyous. He's so great. I want to see the end of that story. I hope it's a happy ending, because I want everybody to have a happy ending.
I want that, but I know it's not going to.
In my heart, I really want everybody to be happy.
I just want everybody to be happy.
But especially Garth, because I feel like he has developed so much as a character and like he's been so important to the story in a tangential way. I want him to get like a really cool ending.
Yeah, if he can't have a happy ending, I want him to at least have like a heroic ending.
Yeah. But they gave him a family and a kid, and now I really don't want him to die.
You know what it makes me think of is Professor Lupin.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just saying.
Now I'm going to cry.
Don't do it. Not yet.
Not crying yet. But that's really high on my list, because I really do want that in my life.
Totally. Like, he's so sweet. I love it.
He's just precious.
What
else is on your list?
Well, see, you're good and you wrote your list down and I'm just feeling mine.
you're It's whatever comes to you in the moment that's important. Well,
there's like just some big stuff that's really been sticking with me. Like when you're rewatching this massive amount of television, it's just like there's just stuff. I guess there's not really, I don't know if there's any like arcs that I want finished, because I feel like they've probably got all their ends that are going to be tied up, you know, but.
Except for Adam. Just
saying. I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Again, all players back on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the one where I was like, what the fuck happened to Adam?
Where has he been?
Do we not care? Like,
I care.
And Michael's in there, mm-hmm. and like, and then that, you know, opens up, like, is there going to be Michael versus Michael? And like,
yeah, well, I mean, the alternative universe Michael is supposedly dead, but right. That's not really saying anything.
But remember, like, if the empty is just like, well, let's just wake up all the archangels, mm-hmm. there could be another Michael.
True.
Versus the Michael who's in the cage.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I want to see that kind of tied up. And I also, I don't know. My big thing would be a happy ending for Sam and Dean.
Aww.
Like,
yes, like, please.
Like, either I want something like a major happy ending. Like, either they die, they get to go to heaven, and they get to stay there, and aww. Nobody bothers them anymore, and they're really done. They're really and truly done.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, someone hits the reset button and they get to have normal lives and they don't even know about any of it.
Oh, my feelings.
I know. But that's what I want for like, you know, Dean gets to, you know, be a mechanic and have his shop and, you know, Sam like goes home to Jessica. Jess,
yeah.
Or something, like comes home and she's wearing her Smurf shirt and baking cookies or whatever. Like,
that's so sweet.
That's what I want. Like, I want like real happiness for them. Mm-hmm. So whether that's they die and they get to go to heaven and stay there and be rewarded for all the bullshit that they've been
right.
through, or they get to just kind of restart, and then they just, like, to them it's like, oh, every once in a while you have like a weird nightmare.
Yeah,
like,
what was that about?
That was weird. Like, what mm-hmm. the fuck's a Wendigo? I don't know. So that's what I want, is like to tie up the Adam thing, but also like to have a happy Winchester ending.
To have a Winchester ending that's nice one way or the other.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like at the end of the day, there are other people that I want to get happy endings.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Ketch, like, to die, but hopefully in a like, I do want him to die way. But in a heroic way that kind of redeems his character, because I think he is on a really long redemption arc, and as much as I'm like, yeah, I feel like he, if he earns it, he deserves a happy, like, a good death. And I feel that way about Rowena as well.
I was gonna say Rowena's on my list, mm-hmm. of like, I want her to have a good ending.
Yeah.
But we also know kind of what her ending will be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think it's okay.
Makes me teary.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's okay if Sam kills her, like, or however they worded it, like, Sam is the reason that she dies or what have you. But I hope that her death is a heroic death. And I hope it's like kind of like Crowley's death was.
That's what I'm thinking they're going to do. She's going to be a martyr type, yeah. or like she's gonna stand in front of Sam,
mm-hmm.
or something, you know,
like it'll bounce off of him and like hit her.
Yeah, like he didn't like, it's like, I had enough of your shit, Rowena, and he like stabs her. It's like, no, it's
that would like, not be good.
Like, no, it's gonna be something more powerful than that, I yeah. think. She deserves it.
She does. She super deserves it. I think she's another character that's been on a long redemption arc. And we saw Crowley on that same kind of train, and he got a noble death. So I kind of hope that both she and Ketch get one too.
I think she's going to like look off into the distance and be like, fair.
I'm coming.
I'm coming, Fergus.
Aw. Maybe you'd like meet her in hell and be like, hey, mom, let's take over this joint.
Yeah, and they're like happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd be okay with that. That'd be fun. But I really want the two of them to get like a good ending. I feel like they're both probably on the death train, mm-hmm. but I hope it's a good and noble death for them.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing overall of what I want is I know a lot of them are going to die and mm-hmm. stay dead or whatever, but if they're going to die, I want it to have a meaning for sure. And I especially want the ladies to be, if they're going to die, do it nicely.
Yeah. Like, let's make it meaningful and dignified.
Well, yeah.
And fair.
Yeah. And
or at least as fair as it can be.
You know, or if it's going to be a thing where, like, the Winchesters die and the rest of the people go on mm-hmm. and they, like, let me tell you the story about these two heroes or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd like, be cool. Let it be Charlie mm-hmm. or, you know, Eileen or whoever. Like, let it be them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Just let them be just okay.
Let it happen. Yeah.
Leave Brittany alone.
I also hope that we get some characters back. Like, Ben would be really cool to see now that he's older.
Oh, he'd be an adult. See, that's the other thing is, like, when you go back crazy. And you're like, Ben's, like, old enough to drink and vote now, mm-hmm. probably.
Yeah. He'd be, like, 18 or, like, 20 now, depending on exactly how old he was.
I can't remember how old he was the last time we saw him.
Yeah, I feel like he was, like, 8.
But remember, his memory got erased. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him again, though.
Him and Lisa?
Probably not Lisa. I'm okay with not just, seeing her again.
Just Ben?
Just him. Like, maybe he becomes a victim again because all the monsters are back and they have to go save him again. And, like, then Dean has feels because Ben doesn't remember him, but Dean remembers him. I want to see.
You want to lay on the floor. I was just like, no.
You're like, no. Yeah. I want to see Ellen and Joe and Ash back.
Oh.
Especially Ash.
150% on Ash. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
Especially if he's running around in his luchador mask.
Yeah.
That'd be
just
great.
Like hacking heaven. That'd be awesome. And I really want to see Pamela again.
Yes.
Like the real her. Not the her that was in Dean's Rocky's Bar Michael dream.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for fandom, guys? Did you get that?
That was so
good. Did you get my reference there? But I want, like, the real her to be back. I think that would be super cool. Who else did I have on my list of people to come back? I said maybe Jess. Probably not John. These are literally my notes.
I could probably do without John. I feel like he already said his goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got his, like, redemption.
And I don't give a fuck about Mary.
Yeah, I don't want to see her back.
I just don't. Which, by the way, when I first started watching the show, did I think I'd ever say that? Fucking Mary. Like, whatever.
She's done. Whatever. We're over her. Yeah, no, I don't feel
I don't need the Winchester parents at all. I don't need their grandparents either.
Mm-mm. Nope. I would like to see the Ghostfacers come back again.
Okay. That's...
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On my list because they... have lived this first. I can't believe how long they've
alive.
Made it. You know, they outlasted Bobby.
Seriously.
I mean, like,
they have, like, for all of their bumbling and all their silly, like, ridiculousness and whatever, they have survived a lot.
I want them to be like their usual dorky selves, but I want them to also be, like, way more badass than,
like they've learned.
Yeah, like, they've learned, and they've, like, they can build trap. Like, maybe there's, like, a moment where, like, they come in and they save the Winchesters or something. And
yeah.
Then, you know.
That'd be cool.
And then just, Ed, it's pronounced meme. Like, I need that.
You just want to see their, like, humor. I think it's good. Like, they are a lighter note mm-hmm. and sort of like a foil for Sam and Dean.
Yes.
And I kind of want that to, like, come back a little bit, like maybe one episode.
Yeah, like I just need them for, like, again, like mm-hmm. 5 minutes, or even when they sneak them in, like in those other episodes where they'll be, like, online and they'll see, like, a video of them or something.
These guys are awesome. That was season 14.
Yeah. Like I want that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I obviously want to see, like, Donna and Jody And the girls, again, because they were the spinoff that never was. Yeah. So I'd like to see them get, like, a good... We also don't know where Dark Kaia is.
Yeah, that was, like, a weird storyline that just got, like, dropped.
Mm-hmm. It was strange. It was... They were setting up the spinoff, and then that didn't happen. So then they were kind of like, let's sort of wrap this part of the story up. Like, she gave up her weapon, and then she... Question mark. We don't know.
Yeah.
So
she went back to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I guess. Or whatever.
Or whatever the fuck that was. Too crazy, like, monster world or whatever.
Yeah. I absolutely need Donna and Jody again.
Yeah.
That's not even a question.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't like Claire that much.
I fucking hate Claire.
You hate Claire. But
I don't like Alex either.
You don't like Alex either. So neither one of them.
Okay. But here's my thing. It's not them necessarily. I don't like whiny teenage characters who think that they know everything.
So it's their archetype that you're not down
for. It's, and I think I especially don't like Claire because it's like she knows what happened to her dad and she knows about hunters and all that stuff and chooses to think that she knows more than a millennia old angel.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up,
She's
Claire.
She's angry. She has a lot of anger.
I don't care. Just put on more eyeliner and do your braids. God. I was an angry teenage girl once, too.
And you didn't like yourself.
You're
like, damn, I'm an angry teenager right
now.
I was.
And I was like, oh, this eyeliner. Yeah. But I just drew it on it.
How do you feel about Patience? Do you like her?
I do like Patience.
So there's one that you...
But she's not, you know, angry, bitchy teenager. Yeah.
That's true.
She's patient.
She's a little more mature.
And well, she's related to Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Who could come back too?
I was just going to say, I'm cool with, oh my God. You think like Missouri and Pam like hang out in a bar in the afterlife?
I freaking hope so.
Because that'd awesome. Be badass.
Yeah. I want to go to that bar.
I want to be at that bar.
Yeah. Ash runs in. It's just
a
party.
Oh my God. What a party.
That'd be super cool. I'm down. I'm on it. Make it happen, guys. Like, they haven't already.
Yeah.
Make it happen. So what do you think overall, like, if you had to give, like, one major plot point for this season, what do you think is going to happen? Like, one major story thing?
I think... the darkness is going to come back.
Ooh.
And she and Chuck are going to have a throwdown.
Mm, so you think she's going to be anti-Chuck?
I don't know that she's going to win.
Interesting.
Because I think Chuck has, you know, kind of decided not to dial it back anymore.
Yeah, he's kind of gone off the deep end a little.
Yeah, and he's beaten her before. Mm. So I think that she's going to stop playing Keno and Reno. And no, we haven't seen her around.
I haven't.
I think she's going to come back and because she's going to like feel because she's going to feel like he let all the dark out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to feel it. And she's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I think as much as she wanted to destroy things and restart it her way, I think she's not going to agree with that anymore. And certainly not how he's going about it.
Yeah. So she's going to be angry at his actions.
And I think she might start off as like, hey, like, what are you doing? And then he's just going to be irrationally angry and they're going to start arguing again.
Hmm. So you think that's going to be a big throwdown?
So I think there's going to be a big throwdown amongst the God family.
The God family.
I don't know. What's the last
Shirleys.
Name? Yeah. The Shirleys are pissed.
Amara Shirley. That's quite a name.
Yeah, so delightful, isn't it? I'm gonna guess that's gonna be a big thing. Because it would be weird to have this final season. We know she's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
We know she's in our world. She's in Reno.
Yep.
So it would be weird for her not to show up or do something.
Yeah.
I would think. So that's going to be my guess is Amara is going to show up.
I like it. I'm down with that.
To try and stop Chuck or something.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like the one thing I'm so convinced of, and I don't know if it's going to go down the way that I think it is, but I feel like Billy as Death is going to reap Chuck before the end of the season.
I do wonder, or maybe Julian will be back.
Could be.
Because wouldn't he be in the empty?
I don't know.
Where did he go? That is a
very good question.
Huh. Where does Death go when he dies?
Yeah. Like, where did any of the horse... Like, they said the other horsemen were not really dead.
No, they're right? not. They just took their rings.
So we could see them again. Sidebar.
That's the thing, is we could see Abaddon. Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Could be back.
Yeah. Oh, please, no. Let's not bring him back. I'm good without that. Yeah, but I mean,
like, you know, Knights of Hell and mm-hmm. Horsemen and, you know, other archangels. Zachariah can be floating around out there.
That'd be cool. I'd be okay with that. That'd be fun.
Cain.
That would also be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm down with all of that except for Asmodeus. Please don't bring him back.
No, he was so fucking weird.
I don't need
that. He was one where I was like, so we ran out of ideas and we...
We threw
got drunk at a KFC and we were like, guys,
we figured it out, guys.
What if he was evil?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't need that again. But I feel like we planted that seed way back when Death was talking to Dean and saying, like, I'm the one that's going to reap God, because he's not the oldest thing around.
No.
Like, he's kind of a young, like, whippersnapper. And Billy has a serious hate on for Chuck.
Oh, yeah, she does.
So her being Death and Chuck being himself and the war of the, like, universes being what it's probably going to be, I feel like I'm 90% sure one way or another he's going down and she's going to be the one that...
I was
going
to say, I do feel at the end of the season, before the last credits roll, I don't think Chuck wins this.
No. I don't think so either. And I'm okay with that.
I would be shocked if he does win in the end. That'd be a bummer way to end the series.
Yeah.
But I really don't think Chuck wins this.
I don't think so either. If the whole point has been, like, team free will is going to be what wins. And Chuck is not about that at all. He was, like, actively pissed when they use their free will not to play the parts that he wanted them to play.
Right.
So I feel like that's just inevitable.
You know, the other thing I do want is some answers about whether Cass is an angel or how much of one he is. Because, like, we're still in that weird gray zone with him of, like, so, like, do you have all your mojo?
Like, he has powers, but, like, his wings are, like, he fell, but, like, not really. Yeah.
So I feel like I also need some answers for that, because it's, like, I don't really know, like, how much juice our team is playing with. True. I guess.
Yeah. I think a lot of that's going to depend on who's on which side.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Because there are some wild cards that.
Well, and I want to know, like, how much is Chuck going to participate? Because he clearly prefers to sit back and watch these things. But because if he wanted to, he could just, it's over. Or, you know, let's say Gabriel shows back up or whoever, he could just snap his fingers and you're not an angel anymore.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, also, did the other gods come back?
Ooh, that's a good question.
From Hammer of the Gods when they all got killed. Like, how, like, I think that's a really big thing I need to know is, what all came back? Like, he's Chuck said something, wasn't it? I undid everything that you've done.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know. I forget the exact words.
It was something like he undid all of the good deeds that they had ever done, blah, blah, blah. And then all the stuff started to come up out of the ground and everything. And we saw, like, I know the Gacy ghost is back.
And the woman in white.
From,
like, the freaking pilot.
From episode one.
I saw Bloody Mary in the mirror. There were, like,
Yeah, so, but we don't know, like, did that undo other stuff?
That's, like, a good question.
Like, is it things that the Winchesters thought were bad are back? So, like, would Zachariah be back because they killed him and they didn't like him?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, he undid the last however many years? I think that's what I need to know also, is, like, what's out there now, because I don't know what all is out there, and we don't know
anything.
I think the other thing is, what do they know?
Yeah,
like, do they know that Chuck kind of wants to end everything, and like maybe some of them don't want to play that game.
Mm-hmm. So they'll just be like, "I'm not about that. Bye."
Because I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, clearly some of it's just always going to be evil, but there's other stuff where it's like, you know, like if the original vampire's back.
The alpha.
Yeah, the alpha. Is he going to be like, yeah, I'm not down with this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be anybody's pawn or.
Yeah. He's like, I'm in it for myself. So whatever side.
Yeah. So he's team free will.
Yeah, exactly. Which would be pretty cool.
See, that's what I mean. Is like, I think it's also like a, we don't know who's on what side really at the end of the day. I can see there's probably going to be scenes where they're like, hey, like, don't kill me because I actually, you know, kind of hate Chuck too.
Yeah.
Or
it's going to be like the enemy of my enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to figure out a way to work together, even though you killed me or I killed your friend or whatever. Yeah. Because like, we have a common enemy now.
Exactly.
I can make some interesting partners that we would not expect.
Exactly.
And that's so kind of cool.
Yeah. So I kind of wonder about that. Like, I don't think everybody, when they do get placed back on the board, has a clearly defined alliance just yet.
It's true. You know? Everything will be surprising.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
But I do know one person you don't want back on the board.
Who do I not want back on the board?
Benny.
Ugh, no. I don't. His character, like, came in, served its purpose, and left.
I don't even really know that he had a purpose outside of being the one guy who was like, guys, I know how to get out of purgatory. Other than that.
Yeah. I think his, like, narrative purpose was to drive a wedge between Sam and Dean. That was
okay, but there's always
only
a wedge.
Point.
Okay.
Like, he was the wedge for that, like, period of time. And then he was gone. And then they found something else to fight about. Like, that was just.
They always do.
That was it. So I really don't feel like he needs more story. No. That story's done.
Yeah.
Kind of like John. Yeah, story's kind of done.
I just don't care. Yeah. Sorry, Benny. Not sorry. Sorry, John. I don't care. You're a dick.
I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Love him.
Yeah, but John's
but that
a fucking
character,
tool.
Yeah. I don't need to see more from no. that character. I hope that Cass's deal with the empty somehow comes to fruition and doesn't just get left hanging there.
Yeah, the one where it was like, I'll wait until you're happy.
Mm-hmm. I kind of hope that gets resolved in some way. I hope it's not with the empty taking Cass.
No.
But, or if he does, he can get back out again, you know, something like that. But that bothers me that it's unresolved right now. It feels like that plot point that I'm like waiting to hear the end of. So I want something else to happen there to like tie up that story.
Cass will save the empty and the empty will let him go.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because like we know that Sam and Dean share heaven. Mm-hmm. So if it goes down that route, I would want to think that, you know, Cass pops in and has like a beer here and there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Where else is he going? Like, what else does he have going on now?
Mm-hmm. He could just go back to heaven and be like, hey, guys, what's up? Yeah, I like it. But I want like some kind of wrap up to that. They wrote it in. Do something with it.
Yeah. And remind me, I feel like wasn't heaven like their batteries were running out and they're like, well, there's only like 8 angels.
Yeah.
But then we never talked about it again. I was just kind of like.
There was a point in season 14 towards the end. Where
Chuck turned it back on.
Jack was making new angels.
I do remember that.
Out of that prayer group. But then.
But I don't know if that.
Did it work?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, don't we don't know what happened yeah. with that.
It kind of got like left.
Oh, Jack.
I know. We haven't even talked about Jack.
I know.
I totally want him back. Which
he'll be back.
Clear, right? Like, that's.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, plus, like,
Alex Calvert accidentally said that stuff at Comic-Con.
Yeah. He was like,
oops. So I'll be back in some capacity.
Yeah. Not going to say anything else, but I kind of just said, like, the important thing.
I'm sorry, but at the end of the season, you were dead, but not really.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you'll be back.
Yeah. It was pretty obvious that they were like, we're going to bring you back.
I know. Plus, he's just like so cute.
Mm-hmm. He's precious and adorable.
I know. I like how they tried to make him all scary at the beginning. And it's just like, no.
He's a little puppy dog.
He likes nougats. And it's cocaine.
And cocaine. He's precious, and I want more from him. I also kind of want to see more about Lucifer.
I'm curious about that, too.
I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and I do mean Lucifer, not his vessel.
No, I'm fine with him being somebody else.
Yeah, I don't care about Nick.
Now, and Nick,
he turned out to be a dick.
Yeah, Nick's story has kind of run its course.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care about you, but, like, I mean, if they want to keep the vessel, fine. Like, mm-hmm. Mark Pellegrino is great for that character, but, like, yeah,
but you don't want, like, Nick,
I know,
back.
No,
yeah, that's totally fair. I'm trying to go through, like, the bottom of my list here.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Ooh, I also want Bella to come back, real hardcore, because
I can see that for a second.
She was cool. And I feel like if anybody's going to fight their way out when, like, shit's going down and things are coming back.
Yeah. She was in hell.
Mm-hmm. And, like, she got taken by the hellhounds.
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, a door is going to open and other things are going to get out, I feel like she's scrappy enough to, like, get out too.
Like John did before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to see her back again.
Yeah. And I also wonder, like, are the hellhounds still loyal to Crowley? So, like,
good question.
So, I mean, like, everything that got out, maybe Juliet,
the mega hellhound.
Yeah, maybe she listens to the Winchesters or something. Yeah,
that'd be cool. They could use a hellhound pet. That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, and Dean could be scared of it. And Sam finally gets a dog.
Oh, okay. My feels are hurting again.
It just a really, like, weird dog.
It's fine. You can't see it, but trust me, he's there.
Just wear those glasses. They'll be nerdy and great.
Yeah, that's cute. I actually like that. I kind of want them to get a hellhound now. That'd be sort of adorable.
Yeah.
Here, fetch. And then it, like, brings back an arm. And you're like, where'd you get that from?
They could name it, like,
Scrappy.
No. You could name it, like, Fluffy. Or something.
Scooby?
Bunny. No, don't even Scooby. No.
They met the real Scoobies. So.
Something real, like, gentle.
Something gentle.
Gotta name it something really gentle.
That's really funny. They're gonna name it John.
No.
No, don't do it. Do I have anything else on my list? I also put Gabe saves the day, ? So I was with you on the bring back Gabriel, have him do cool stuff.
Because, like, we know he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Or we.
We're, like, 99% sure he's dead.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
You know who else I would like to pop in for just a second is Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see him back. Not alternative Kevin.
No.
He was too high strung.
Real Kevin.
Our universe Kevin, yes.
Mrs. Tran.
That'd be cool. I also really want them to do a Halloween episode in the final season. Like, hi. I kind of want a Christmas one.
I need a Monster of the Week in there somewhere.
Yes, Monster of the Week, totally. I want a Christmas episode because that would be just really fun.
Oh, my God.
And I kind of want a movie episode, too.
A movie episode?
Either they go into a movie or, like, they end up in, like, a movie world. Whoa. Or, like, something, you know, because they've done that before, like, with Scooby Natural and with, like, the cartoon episode. And, like, they had the one that was in black and white with the monsters.
Oh, I love that one.
Like, I want something like that for the final season. Like, just another one of those types of episodes, because I think that would be really fun. And I sort of want, because we've already seen it so many times, I want the Samulet to have another use that they didn't know about before.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just be like, oh my gosh, oh, did you know? Great. It also does this other thing that we didn't know.
Like it glows when Chuck's around, but did you know he's also allergic to it?
Or something, yeah. Know. Or like we can use it to like build a trap or like something. I don't know. I want it to have like another cool use because it pops up at the weirdest times.
Yeah.
And then is like super important. And then it kind of disappears for a while and then it comes back again.
Yeah.
So I feel like I want it to come back one more time and be like super epic.
I could see that. So do you think that the final throwdown is in Detroit, like they've been saying, or is it in Kansas?
Good question. If I had to pick one.
Or is it somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like Wyoming.
Because there's a lot of space there.
Well, no, that was where the devil's trap made out of the railroad.
Yes. The gate to hell and all that. I'm going to say, like, just, I got to pick a place. I'm going to go with Detroit.
I am, too. Because they've been saying that for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It all ends in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they also said that Sam was destined to say yes to Lucifer. So you were talking about vessels. That could be that. But they're actually, like, on the same team. Because Lucifer obviously hates Chuck. So I could see that kind of coming together in a way that, like, they didn't expect back when we visited, like, Apocalypse World. Like, all of that will come to pass.
What if Dean takes Michael, too?
Yeah.
And then, like, it's like the prophecy is finally fulfilled, but in a very fucked up way for Chuck.
Yep. Because free will, right? Like, he didn't bank on any of this happening because he thought he was in charge. Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
And then Cass gets his original grace back and juices up and everybody's got a throwdown.
Mm-hmm. Gabriel
like it. Gabriel shows up with his big-ass fiery sword.
And a mustache.
Kielbasa.
And a kielbasa. That's the name of the sword.
Yeah, I think so.
I like it. I approve of this. Yeah,
so clearly high expectations.
Yes, we're going to write the ending and it's going to be hilarious.
Oh my God, if I had to write that ending, that's so much.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
I don't know how those poor writers, I mean, their nerves have got to be shot because you also have to figure, this is a big fandom.
Mm-hmm. That's like, how do you?
Very involved, and you don't want to, I mean, clearly not everybody's going to be happy with the ending, mm-hmm. but also, dude.
Yeah, you don't want to Game of Thrones it.
Oh God, I'm not even in that fandom. I heard what it was. I was like, man, I'm not even a part of this, and I'm upset.
Yep, I was like,
I can't believe they left that Starbucks cup in there.
Like, burn, guys. That was bad. I mean, I don't watch the show, but I heard so many bad things, and I was like, well,
yeah, that was like shots fired.
Yeah,
that was a bad scenario.
So that's what you want to avoid.
Yeah.
If you're writing the end to a really long series that has like a super dedicated fandom. Don't do that. I feel like that's what I learned from that whole situation.
Yeah, that and How I Met Your Mother. That was another one where like I was pissed about that. I won't even watch the.
You're like, it doesn't exist.
I don't watch the last couple episodes of that.
Yeah, Dexter.
That was some bullshit.
I don't watch the last one of that either because I'm like, no, that's not how it ended. So
no, he went to Argentina.
We know there are many shows and things like in that vein that just ended really disappointingly.
I would genuinely be upset if that's how this ended for us.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't think so either. Not because I have faith in the writers necessarily, but because that cast is so involved.
Mm-hmm. They would stop anything.
I feel like Jared and Jensen and Misha would be like, fuck you guys. That's not how it ends.
We're going to write it.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be hilarious.
If they wrote the last episode. I also need an episode directed by Richard Speight.
Which we're getting. At least one.
Mm-hmm.
Check. But which and one?
Maybe one from Jensen.
Which I heard he's doing episode 2. Directing.
See? There you go. See,
so I'm check happy. And check.
I'm already happy.
Yeah, but I don't know what episode or episodes Rich is
and
directing.
He was already there.
He was.
To direct.
Mm-hmm.
So just, why wouldn't Gabriel be there?
Yeah.
I'm throw on the mustache, man. Do it. Yeah, and a little red vest.
Take off the glasses. It's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be fine.
Yes. And then when the final blooper reel comes out and we cry for days.
It's not even going to be funny. It's going to be sad and funny at the same time. And I'm not going to know what to do. I'm not going to know how to feel. I'll be like, this is hilarious. But also I'm so sad. Because like then it's really over.
And then they'll release the mega crazy box set thing.
That you need like a forklift to get delivered to your house. I love it. I kind of hope it lives on in like comic books or even like spin-off comics.
Oh, you know there's going to be a spin-off.
I think that would be so fun. Like a Cass and Jack comic or something. I'd be down.
Oh, yeah. I'd read that.
Right? The Adventures of Cass and Jack. That'd be cool. Like Crazy Uncle Lucifer, like who's really Jack's dad. Like it would be funny. I could write this.
I think you should.
Excuse me, can I license these characters from you guys? No?
Kay. No? Well.
I tried.
Just do it at home and I'll read it.
There you go.
We'll just pretend.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so I guess the end is nigh.
It's time.
We're going to go watch the first episode of the last season.
I'm stealing myself for the last season premiere.
We can do this.
We'll all do it together.
We will. And we haven't even thought about what we're talking about next week, so.
Nope. I have to get through this first.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with a surprise.
Totally.
So until then, hold your fellow fans close. Clutch all of your merch. It's going to be okay. We're in this together.
Oh my God. Bye.
Bye.